This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Just because kids are in PE doesn't mean they're active. In fact, nationally, students in gym class are really only getting a good workout for about 4 minutes of each half hour. Well, Denver Public Schools wants kids to be way more active than that. The district has gotten a federal grant to roll out what it thinks is a better PE curriculum in its elementary schools. Eric Larson is in charge of PE district-wide. He says at the elementary schools where this is in place, kids come into gym class and immediately are told to move.
Either by the PE teacher or he has a sign up right at the door, letting the kids know as soon as you enter, you're going to gallop, you're going to skip, you're going to jog. So there's a routine set up for the students when they enter the gym, and the prompts just change from day to day.
Okay. There's something new, something unique greeting me each time I'm walking into the door.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are other examples of what you've done to increase activity levels?
So other examples are quicker transitions from one activity to another. So you might be doing a jump rope activity.
Okay.
The students have to put the jump ropes away, maybe pick up juggling scarves, and they're going to do juggling next.
You're really teaching juggling?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And you want to like maximize the time you've got. So what's something you did to make the transition smoother or faster?
Well, part of it's in the instruction. Part of it's in the classroom management, that the students would know that they would take the jump rope, put it in a certain place toward the side, and then pick up three juggling scarves and then go back to their area. So a lot of it is teaching the students how to put equipment away, get another set of equipment, and ready to go for activity.
As I mentioned, DPS got this federal grant to help increase the level of activity.
Yes.
Where are you now? What are the numbers?
Yeah, we are up to about two-thirds of the time that the students are moderate to vigorously active.
Two-thirds of the time. The national recommendation is about 50%, so you're
yes.
above that.
Yeah, so we're above it, and even though the national recommendation is 50% of the time, national studies show that it's between 30 and 40% of the time. So we're in the second year of the federal grant. We're working with 58 schools now, and next year we'll add our remaining 30 elementary schools.
Now, some people may say, you got a federal grant to do this. Why is there any expense at all if you're just really changing the instructions for kids and the setup?
It involves different curriculum called Spark. It involves 7 full days of professional development. Also, it is the equipment. So each school receives $7,000 worth of equipment. So when they're doing activities, every student has a jump rope, let's say, or every student has a soccer ball or a basketball, and they're all active.
Some of the activities you mentioned, you know, the juggling and jumping rope, they're individual activities. They're not team sports. Mm-hmm. Is there something important about that?
So the individual activities, every student has a piece of equipment, and they're active the entire time. And then when we talk about team sports, we do a lot of lead-up games. So let's take soccer. So we play games where it starts out one person with one ball, and they're practicing their dribbling, and they're doing their skills. And then maybe it's two students passing the soccer ball back and forth. And then we go to small group games where it might be 2-on-2 or 3-on-3.
And that way you don't have like a bunch of kids on the sidelines.
Yes.
And that was what was happening before this?
Yes, that's what was happening. And so it would be a large soccer game where we just have two teams out there. And so the students wouldn't get to touch the ball very often or make passes. And so now with the smaller groups, then the students are more active, first of all, and they get a lot more touches.
And of course, I'm picturing myself as a boy in gym class, sidelined because nobody wanted me on their team, you know? So the idea that I could also engage as an individual seems pretty appealing.
Yes, it's very important. And also, the philosophy is that we don't put the students in the spotlight. So they're active, they're busy in their small groups, and they aren't really in the spotlight in the middle of a large game where all the students are watching whether they're skillful in that activity or not.
That helps the kid who's not skillful, but doesn't it kind of hinder the kid who is a superstar?
Well, even if it's a 3-on-3 game, a student that's highly skilled can still feel like they're very successful in a three-on-three game.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And we're talking about an effort in the Denver Public Schools to make physical education, PE, more active. Turns out just because you're in PE class doesn't actually mean your body is moving all that much. And DPS is hoping to up the amount of activity happening in these classes. I want to ask you about some legislation that passed. You know, until just a few weeks ago, Colorado was one of two states in the country with no law mandating physical activity for children. Lawmakers have passed House Bill 1069, which says elementary school kids must get a minimum of 600 minutes a month. Do the math, that breaks down to about 30 minutes a day of physical activity. Do you think this will have much of an impact in Colorado?
I think it will for those schools that have not been meeting 30 minutes a day. So I think it'll prompt them to make sure in their scheduling, whether it's physical education or activity outside of physical education, that they're meeting the 30 minutes a day.
What we should say is that there's a distinction here. It does not mandate PE class. It mandates activity, and that could be throughout the day. It could be in between classes. It could be recess and things like that.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Is that an important difference, you know, that the activity is scattered throughout the day versus concentrated in a class or something?
Well, I think the emphasis here is just to make sure the kids are active throughout the day. I mean, I would promote that all students have daily physical education.
We know that kids are getting fatter. I mean, childhood obesity is a big problem. Are there kids in gym classes at DPS who have trouble moving for that reason?
Yes, there are.
And do you develop, as part of this Sparks program, ways to get them to start moving?
We modify activities. The lesson is set for all the students, but then within that lesson, then you modify activities for special needs students, for obese students, for the diverse population that we work with.
Well, how would you modify jumping rope for a heavier kid?
You would just break down the skills, maybe not put a rope in their hand right away, and just get them to jump over a line or over the rope that is stationary on the floor until they feel like they can get up off the floor, get over the rope.
Got it.
And so that's one of the methods that we use. And so they build up self-confidence. And then when they feel comfortable to start turning the rope, then they can progress to that stage. But that's just not obese students. That's other students that might have difficulty learning jump rope skills, because we have obese students that are very good rope skippers. So I don't think we can generalize in that manner.
I think we risk being a bit cliche when we talk about PE class, but I think a lot of people felt strongly about PE, either that they loved it, right, it was their favorite period, or that it was just hell. Does this approach, do you think, make gym class more appealing to more people?
Yes. Yeah. I would definitely say so, because number one, the students are more active in physical education. Number two, they aren't put in a spotlight where everybody's looking at that one student performing in a large group game. It's small group activities, individual activities, where everybody can be creative and participate at their own level.
If a child only moves in PE, goes home and lives a pretty sedentary lifestyle, is that enough?
No, that's not enough.
It's not.
And I think that's why we have the epidemic that we have now, with so many overweight and obese students.
Eric, did you like gym? I imagine you did if you went into this.
I did. I did. In fifth grade, decided that I was going to be a physical education teacher.
In fifth grade?
Fifth grade.
Wow. I have a feeling you were one of the kids that would have not picked me for his team. What do you think?
I was pretty competitive.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Eric Larson is the director of physical education for Denver Public Schools. He was also a gym teacher for 22 years. The district has rolled out the Spark PE curriculum in 58 elementary schools. The other 30 get the program next year. SPARK is an acronym. You can see what it stands for. It's pretty long. At our website, cpr.org.